Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello there. What it do? How are you? And welcome to episode 104 of Above the Nest with Rachelle, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football. That is Eagles football, of course. And I'm your host, Rachelle Privette, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. I have some exciting news. The tush push is here to stay throughout the 2024 NFL season. So let the haters continue to hate. It was reported on Thursday, I'm pretty sure, that NFL Executive Vice President Troy Vincent confirmed that the controversial play will remain a legal play this upcoming season. Vincent added that there will not be a proposal presented this offseason that would attempt to ban the tush push, but it will continue to be monitored throughout the season. According to The Athletic, the Eagles had a 93.5% success rate running the play during the 2022 NFL season, and during the 2023 NFL season, they had a 90% success rate. And so it's really good news that the Philadelphia Eagles will be able to continue to have success running this play this upcoming season, and other teams will just have to try to work harder to stop it. That's their problem, not ours. On Tuesday, NFL Network insider Ian Rapoport reported that Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts recently paid for the funeral costs for a high school football player in the Houston area. Earlier this month, Jarvon Coles, who was a star linebacker at North Shore High School, was shot and killed at a house party in Humble, Texas. His grandfather and his guardian, Braxton Coles, told KHOU 11 that the 18-year-old was a two-time first-team all-district linebacker. He was also captain of his football team. He had a 4.1 GPA, and he had been accepted into 15 colleges. He was also set to play college football at Lamar University. The funeral actually took place on March 16th, and it was reported that Jalen Hurts also sent a video message to Cole's family. Just something to note, Jalen Hurts did grow up in Houston, and he played high school football at Channelview High School, which is the top rival school of North Shore High School, where Jarvon attended. This entire situation is very, very sad and heartbreaking. This was a young man who has such a bright future ahead of him, and his life is taken due to senseless gun violence, something that continues to be an issue in our country. And so my prayers go out to his family, my prayers go out to his friends and the North Shore High School community during this very, very hard time. It was nice to see Jalen Hurts help and support this family during this tough time. We love to see it, but it just sucks that this had to happen. Earlier this week, Philadelphia Eagles Hall of Famer Jeremiah Trotter Sr. and his son, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., were special guests on NBC Sports Philadelphia's Take Off with John Clark podcast. And on the podcast, the father and son talked about a lot of different things, including their relationship and also Trotter Jr.'s current journey to the NFL. Trotter Jr., who did play college football as a linebacker at Clemson from 2021 to 2023, is a current NFL prospect. And one of the questions that his father was asked during the interview was how he would feel if his son was drafted to a division rival team like the Dallas Cowboys.
If he's drafted by the Cowboys, maybe that's where God wanted him to go, you know. And I told him I can't wear a jersey, though. I'm just going to have to wear neutral colors. Maybe I probably wear his college jersey. I can't put on a Dallas jersey. I just can't do it. I mean, I feel maybe I'm a little arrogant. I feel I'm too important to the city, to the fans. You know what I'm saying? if I was just a regular player to come through, but I feel like I'm one of the relationship that I have with the Eagles fan base, it would be too much of a betrayal, you know?
Trotter Jr. finished his career at Clemson with 202 tackles, 29.5 tackles for loss, 13 sacks, 13 pass breakups, 3 forced fumbles, and 4 interceptions, including 2 of them that were returned for touchdowns. This was in 1,413 snaps over 39 career games, and he started in 26 of them. If you do want to know more about Trotter Jr., his strengths and his weaknesses, you should definitely check out the BGN Draft Show, episode 39 specifically. In that episode, Shane Haff, Chris Dibler, and Mark Henry Jr. ranked the top 5 linebackers in this year's draft class. This was about 2 weeks ago now. I'll have that episode linked in the episode description for this episode if you want to go and check that out. But overall, this was a heartwarming and just cool, warm, and fuzzy story. It's so cool that Trotter Jr. Will likely be drafted 26 years after his father was drafted, and he hopes to continue his father's legacy. Howie Roseman and the Philadelphia Eagles have been very, very busy since free agency started. I am going to briefly run through the free agency additions. If you want more in-depth analysis on these players and these moves, grades, whether or not, you know, they're a good fit for Philly, likes, dislikes, all that kind of stuff, I would highly recommend tuning into the BGN Radio episode that went out last Friday and Saturday. I'm recording on Thursday, March 21st at 9:53 p.m. And so there's definitely probably going to be another BGN Radio episode with the second week of free agency moves that have been made coming out soon. So be on the lookout for that. But also, I would highly recommend tuning into the most recent Eye on the Enemy episode. John Stonis shared his thoughts and weighed in on the first week of free agency moves that the Eagles made, and also zoomed out to take a big picture look at the moves that were made in the division. And also on the Shane page, they weighed in on a lot of the signings so far as well. They do X's and O's, film breakdown. So if that's your thing, I would highly recommend listening to that. And they really dove into Devin White on the most recent episode. So highly recommend tuning in to all 3 of those episodes if you want a longer analysis of these players. But pretty much I'm just running through the players. Starting with running back, Saquon Barkley signed a 3-year contract. Kenny Pickett, quarterback, agreed to terms with the Steelers on a trade. Wide receiver Devontae Parker agreed to a 1-year contract. Linebacker Devin White agreed to a 1-year contract. Linebacker Zach Bond agreed to a 1-year contract. Linebacker Bryce Huff agreed to a 3-year contract. Linebacker Oren Burks agreed to a 1-year contract. So as you can see, quite a few linebackers. Defensive back CJ Gardner-Johnson has returned to Philly on a 3-year contract. Offensive lineman Matt Hennessy agreed to a 1-year contract. Wide receiver Paris Campbell agreed to a 1-year contract. Cornerback Tyler Hall agreed to a 1-year contract. And defensive tackle PJ Mustipher signed a 1-year contract. But that's going to be a wrap on episode 104 of Above the Nest with Ray Shell. Like always, don't forget to tap into all of the BGN content on the feed, leave us 5 stars, and a written review while you're at it. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Bleeding Green Insta, follow us on Twitter at BGN _radio, follow us on TikTok at BGN _radio, and follow me on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok at Rachel Monique. You might as well stop what you're doing right now and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have a ton of content on the YouTube channel. If you aren't already aware, BGN Radio for the longest was strictly audio, but now they do have episodes that are video. And so I think they might have like 3 episodes that are actually on the YouTube channel so far. So you should check that out too. But as always, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to this episode. I am so very grateful for all of you. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and we out!
BGN.